Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast where we discuss big national stories of relevance. My name is Fatima Khan, senior correspondent here at the Print, and today we will be discussing a crucial political development that took place over the weekend, the Congress Party's CWC or Congress Working Committee meeting. Now, this was a much-awaited meeting held on Saturday. Remember, the last time the party had a CWC meet was back in the month of May, where it had decided to put an indefinite pause on the question of elections for the post of party president in light of the second COVID wave that had hit the country. But now, after 5 months, the CWC, which is the highest decision-making body of the party on paper, met again, and it was expected that the question of internal polls will arise again, as it did. This time, the subject was directly broached in the very opening remarks by interim Congress President Sonia Gandhi, as she said that the schedule for the organizational polls is ready. Sonia Gandhi did not mince her words when she took a pot shot at all the leaders who have been expressing their grievances in public. She said she appreciates their frankness and that there is no need for leaders to speak to her through the media. Now, after the CWC meeting, it was revealed that polls for the party president's post will be held between 21st August 2022 and 20th September 2022, meaning one full year later. So, according to the schedule, while there will be a series of internal polls for the posts of block committee heads and district committee heads over the course of the next few months, it will take nearly a full year before the party president's polls are held. But before we come to that, just to give you a little bit of the background, remember it was over a year ago in August 2020 when a group of 23 leaders dubbed G23 had written to Sonia Gandhi demanding a full-time and effective leadership and also a slew of other organizational changes. Since then, the demands have only grown stronger. The most recent one being the remarks made by Kapil Sibal, who's also a member of the G23, one of the most prominent vocal members of G23, in fact. Sibal last month held a press conference where he demanded a CWC meeting be held to discuss the challenges being faced by the party, namely a string of exits of various party leaders from the Congress party to other parties, as well as a continued Punjab Congress turmoil. So this particular CWC meet was set in the backdrop of all these rumblings. But what ended up happening was that Sonia Gandhi made it a point to assert her leadership. She categorically said, "I am a full-time president and that no issue of national relevance has gone unaddressed by me." Her opening remarks ended up setting the tone of the rest of the meeting. For instance, Ghulam Nabi Azad, who is one of the members of the G23, was one of the first ones to speak up in the meeting, and he immediately clarified that, "Look, I have never been against your leadership or questioned it, and I have full faith in it." This was followed by various leaders through the course of the meeting calling for Rahul Gandhi to take on the post of the party president. The first one to do so was former Defence Minister A.K. Antony. Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot also immediately expressed his agreement with Antony's suggestion, saying that this is what we want. Subsequently, other leaders such as Ambika Soni and Punjab Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi also said that Rahul Gandhi should take over the post. And in fact, Channi also said that Rahul Gandhi shouldn't wait a full year for the polls, but instead become the working president immediately before the full-fledged elections are eventually held. After the CWC meet, Soni even told the media that all leaders of the Congress unanimously want Rahul Gandhi to become party president, and whether or not he agrees is his call. The leaders present at the meeting told the Print that addressing all the requests from various leaders for him to become the next party president, Rahul Gandhi responded in the meeting saying, "I will consider." Now, this is interesting because this was the first time since Rahul Gandhi stepped down from the post of party president after the 2019 Lok Sabha drubbing that the leader responded positively to all the demands within the party for him to resume his responsibilities, his role as the party president. He said he will seriously consider it, which is a vast shift from his earlier position on the matter, which was very evasive. Rahul Gandhi then went on to give a speech about how ideological clarity is of utmost importance to be a member of the Congress party, and that whoever is in the Congress must stick to that ideological clarity. He also spoke extensively about about Punjab Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi and how his appointment as a Dalit CM is of great importance and how he broke down when Rahul Gandhi informed him of his appointment. Now, the manner in which these multiple leaders of the CWC raised their demand for Rahul Gandhi to take on the role of party president, followed by Rahul Gandhi saying he will consider it, and then eventually his long speech, all of these are clear signs of the imminent appointment of Rahul Gandhi as the party president. But the real question remains, did the CWC meet actually help address the grievances of the various party leaders, more specifically the G23? Given the fact that Sonia Gandhi's opening speech at the CWC was a clear snub at all these leaders who have been airing their grievances rather publicly, the answer would be no. Moreover, the manner in which none of the actual questions raised in that letter were addressed, but the meeting conveniently became about Rahul Gandhi's potential reappointment as the party president, also means that this was only an exercise in enabling his path to that post yet again. However, the party did release a detailed schedule of the organizational polls, which is definitely a progress from how earlier only vague timelines would be floated every now and then. That's it for now. Thank you so much for listening. Do tune in tomorrow for another fresh Print AM podcast. This is Fatima Khan signing off.